talk to us a little. What's going on in the boxing game here that we should know about?
So, man, about a day or two ago, I was absolutely frustrated with the sport of boxing because, you know, the biggest problem with boxing itself, in my opinion, is we just have way too many belts. It's hard to but the way the thing is structured, you don't always know who is who, and especially for the casual fans that we talk to and try to bring on to the game, they're not going to be able to follow it with all these different rules and regulations and the diamond belt, the Mayan belt, the Incan, whatever, intercontinental, the rock jumping off the top rope belt. All this stuff, I was mad, but then I realized the Regis Prograis and Josh Taylor are fighting this weekend. This fight is a fight that I've been waiting on personally all year long because the culmination of the World Boxing Super Series tournament. And this is what we need in boxing right here. You got the best of the best in the weight division. They all decide to get together and decide who is the best. And at the top, of the food chain at 140, you have Regis Prograis out of New Orleans, Louisiana, and you have Josh Taylor out of Scotland. And Josh Taylor, he's a slick guy. He can box. He's kind of tall for the division. A lot of people in the UK, they refer to him as the white Terrence Crawford. And to be honest with you, I'm trying to understand it because he has some of the strengths that Terrence Crawford has and the skill set, and also he has some of the weaknesses as well as I'm going to get into that can affect him in this fight because he's a guy just like Terrence Crawford. He has a mean streak. He, even though he is best suited to box, he's a guy that when he gets hit, he wants to get it back. He wants to get that lick back. He might stay in the pocket more than he necessarily needs to, and I think that might cost him today against a Regis Prograis, a guy that he is slick in his own right, but in his heart of heart, he is a power puncher. He's a guy that likes to come forward. He's a well-studied boxer. Him and his coaches, they studied the old tapes of Ezra Charles and Archie Moore and the old-timers. And so he has a style reminiscent of that where he likes to he has a very good head movement and he goes to the body a lot, which I think that's going to lead him to victory on today because I think the taller Josh Taylor, he's going to be in the pocket for too long. And the shorter and stronger Regis Prograis, he's going to be able to get inside because Taylor's going to let him get inside and he's going to go to the body and wear him down. So I think I'm picking Prograis by late round stoppage, probably rounds 9 through 12. But the other fight, I got to hand it off to you because I need to know your thoughts on this fight.
Well, the part that got me, and I think you might be able to get a little bit more of the boxing analysis. See, this is why I had to put you out on Twitter and get my guy, Teron Briggs, to bring you off to take you off the high dive jump you were about to take off out of boxing, because that analysis was just superb. So this is why we need you to stay in the boxing game. Don't let them push you out because they don't understand the KISS. The KISS framework, keep it simple, stupid. Don't let them do it. Part of this movement you're going to have to get boxing back in order. But this Shakur Stevenson and Gonzalez fight was interesting to me because there's a twist. Stevenson is dating his sister, who is probably one of the most decorated female boxers out there. That was in the Olympics. They were in the Olympic trials together. And these guys just don't like each other. You know, it's not uncommon for the brother to not like the boyfriend. You know, but it's hard when the boyfriend is probably one, could be arguing was one of the best pound for pound here coming on and whether or not you're going to get some. And Gonzalez is coming in there undefeated. You know, at the end of the day, you know, Gonzalez, I believe, is a great fighter, but Shakur Stevenson is next level. You know, he is that, if you could say, we got a handful of fighters who are going for what I call the real belt, which is the money team belt, which is the Mayweather belt, which is the pound-for-pound belt, which is the one that matters the most. Shakur Stevenson is trying to make that happen. What? I think he's doing it, 13 fights, 14 fights or whatever, want to be the fastest person to get to it. So I think this is going to be an exciting fight because of the backstory. Now, who is the sister going to walk in with and who is the sister going to walk out with? It's going to be interesting. There's going to be some family feuds up there. There might be more fights out in the audience than in the ring. We could have our kind of rendition or our, of WWF, WWE, or UFC. So that's what I'm excited about with this fight. I think Shakur Stevenson is a class above, and I think that's why he's gonna win. But this is going to be a great fight. It's not going to be easy.
One thing I'm about to pick on you for saying this, but I think the word great is thrown around a little too much in the sport of boxing. What has Joette Gonzalez done in his career to be considered a great fighter? He's all right. I mean, he's a nice little prospect, but he's going to get dusted off tonight, and I can't wait to see it.
Well, but see, I think it's just like the Michigan-Ohio State game. Throw the records out the window. When it's one of these family feud things, he might try to be Rocky Balboa. Don't cut me, Mick. You know, that's the kind of fight you can never – when you add that element in, I agree with you. You have the other elements in. That's why I said Shakur is just a class act way above. But when you add that family element in, it adds a whole new Rocky tense to it. It's like that's my sister. All kind of other emotions come to this fight. But at the end of the day, I agree with you. You know, Shakur is going to make it. But that backstory makes it an interesting fight.
Hey, brother, at the end of the day, that whole bulletin board material, that doesn't work in the sport of boxing. Because what we see in the ring is usually a physical matchup. Like everybody thinks everything is physical. But in the sport of boxing, it is 70% mental and 30% physical. So if you go in there trying to think, okay, I'm angry at this guy, I'm going to go in there and just take three punches to get in one, it's not going to work out for you, especially when you're outmatched by a fighter that has much more skill than you and is way too athletic. That's going to work to Gonzalez's that's going to work to his detriment. That's not going to help him in this fight.
But he's also been a sparring partner, so he knows his speed. So it's different if you come in, I ain't never seen this guy's speed. But if you've been in that sparring play rings with him, you have a sense of seeing some tendencies. You and I probably agree that Stevens is going to win, but I think there's other elements about this fight that make it unique, even with those conditions you described. He's sparring with him, so I get a sense of seeing where you go, what angles you are, what you like, what you don't like. Plus, I got this other added piece in here, and so I might just get physical with you. Those elements, I think, make this an interesting fight. At the end of the day, I think Shakur gets the belt, walks away. But if it's a tougher fight than expected, what I just told you.
Oh, one more thing I want to add on. You said something about Shakur Stevenson possibly being the youngest champion in the sport of boxing. If he wins tonight, that actually has been derailed because of WBC's decision with Vasyl Lomachenko, because they made him the franchise champion and elevated Devin Haney to the full champion. So Devin Haney is the actual champion at lightweight. Devin Haney is younger than Shakur Stevenson. So Devin Haney is now the youngest champion in sports, because even if Shakur wins.
See, now I'm with you, man. That's some craziness. Boxing crazy. That's technical. We can't even talk that. It's got to be an absolute technical match. He ain't earned it. He's got to give it.
Yeah, and
come on.
I'm not mad at Lomachenko for it, because he's the guy that I think will fight him in the long run. But I think it's too early to say that he necessarily ducked Devin Haney, but because I want to see it play out. But it's a kind of fishy look, because Lomachenko, his manager, Igor Klimas, Bob Arum, they were all at the WBC convention. So in order for them to bestow this on him, to say, okay, he's the franchise champion, he's no longer the WBC champion, they must have had some sort of conversation behind the scenes saying that, okay, we're not going to fight Devin Haney in the near future. So even though he didn't, that's the big downside of being appointed the champion instead of actually winning it in the ring. Because if Devin Haney was able to beat Lomachenko in the ring, that would do a lot for his status and his popularity within the sport. So just him being bestowed with the belt, him being given the belt, that kind of takes away a little bit of his luster and a piece of his legacy. Imagine if Muhammad Ali, imagine if instead of him beating Sonny Liston when he was a young fighter, what if Sonny Liston was given the franchise championship because he didn't want to fight Muhammad Ali? And Ali was given the championship. He never got that satisfaction of beating the Sonny Liston. Would we be looking at him that same way if he never got to fight the Joe Frazier's? He never got to fight the George Foreman's. Would we be able to look at the big legends of the game?